Happy day, happy new year. I've had a lot of happy years with regards to driving around. I've got a weight that I've always carried in my car, and it's 100 ounces of silver. And years ago, the police pulled me over and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm just exercising, just leave me alone, just driving around." But I paid $1,800 for that, which was about $18 an ounce, and today it's flirting with $80 an ounce. So stop looking for my car, because I'm gonna take it out of my car and hide it somewhere, bury it in somebody's backyard. Hey, just saying, price of silver though, the price of gold, it is amazing what's going on in the economy. A lot. I mean, you look at that and then you look at all this crypto stuff and you think, wow, is this going to shape our new year? We'll see. Hey, start it like this. What do the liberal politicians say to the conservative politician? Whatever it is, I'm against it. That pretty much does say it, because that's the truth. That's how they roll. They're against everything that we are for. Now, just on Boxing Day, and Boxing Day, I think it came out of Britain, and Canada has it. Americans, when you say Boxing Day, they look kind of startled. What is that? But Boxing Day is the day after. I'm not sure of the significance of it, but it's a national holiday in Canada. So on Boxing Day, this mob, a Palestinian mob, took over one of the largest shopping centers downtown, the Eaton Center, and they had all kinds of signage and so on. It was a political thing, and they said, you know, arrest all the people in Israel and hang them and so on. There was pictures and different things, and not one person was arrested, not one. There were no hate crime, and yet it was hate. I mean, they really made a scene, and imagine if you did that with another group. Let's just say you got a bunch of straight guys that have signage and say death to homosexuals, and do that with a parade downtown and occupy private property. Would there be an arrest? No kidding. I mean, the council and the mayor, they're all a bunch of left-wing wackos, and it's sad. It's really sad that it's come to this. Hey, now let's talk a little bit about the reason these Palestinian people were out doing that, because they say, how dare Israel attack us? How dare they? And firstly, why don't you go home? And then you can protest there. Kind of be nicer than having you in Canada. But in any event, let's just analyze this. So thousands of assailants, thousands of them crossed the border, and they killed more than 1,200 people. They murdered them. They didn't just boomity-boom. They murdered them. They cut their heads off. They did all kinds of things. Killed children and women. They attacked people in their houses. And then they also took about 250 hostages, many of whom were also murdered, and it said they still have some of them. Wow. And then Israel said, we're going to hit back. And these guys are having parades, not just in Canada, in Toronto, in so many other places. They're having these parades saying, this is bad. Hold it. You know, over 60,000 people apparently have been killed in Palestine, Gaza. What is that? I mean, if somebody hits you, you have to hit back. I mean, if a bully hits you, if they shoot at you, you have to shoot back. Israel's in the right. What bloody heck is wrong with all of these people? Now, quickly, we have an archbishop here. His name is Paul Coakley, and it's with regard to immigration. He says, we certainly have a right and a duty. We have a right and a duty to respect the border of our nation. The right and the duty. You got that? Then he goes on to say, he destroys everything he just said. He goes on to say, the majority of undocumented immigrants, though, they're upstanding members of our communities, and they should be allowed to migrate when conditions in their homeland are unsafe and necessitate moving to a place where they can find peace and security. Okay. Why don't they stay home and try to make their country better? Because what usually happens is they come to our country and they try to make it like their country, the country that they left. What's up with that? I just don't get it. Hey, y'all have a good day. And 2026, I hope, will be a fantastic year. And I think it will be, so enjoy. See ya.